to Swan and Judd Review. I'm Tom Swanner. No sound.
I was muted.
I know.
This is Brian Judd.
Hey. Oh, wait, I already knew that. Well, it's been such an, oh my God, it's been such a hard week. First of all, I had, that virus yesterday, but then there's nothing to watch on TV either. So that was really rough for me the whole week. It's just a bad week.
I don't believe that.
But the good news is the Emmys are next Sunday, and you know what happens after the Emmys?
No.
Regular TV comes back. Hallelujah.
Yay.
I mean, the Food Channel has brought back a bunch of their regulars, which has been really nice. But that's the Food Channel. That only holds me so long.
Sure,
Okay. All right. Anyway, well, you can see that there's a lot of problems for me. So, okay. So, but Big Brother, thankfully, is there for me as always during the summer. And this last week, we had Keanu put up Vince, Ashley, and Mickey. Mickey's a girl. And so I just want to make sure that you didn't get confused. So put them up on the block. They did the Blockbuster. They put an extra game in, which one of the people can pull themselves off when they win. So Vince pulled himself off. So it was just Ashley and Mickey. Now, everybody had told Mickey that they were, oh yeah, Ashley, it'll be Ashley or Vince. They're going, it doesn't matter. You're safe. You're safe. And she left with it was like 8-1. Mickey went home, and she was like all over the airwaves. Like she's like, oh, those bitches told me that they were had my back, and then they voted me off, and then I don't get to go to the jury house. Ooh, I'm gonna spend a lot of time the next 3-4 weeks bad mouthing those motherfuckers. I mean, well, she didn't say that, but
Oh
well,
my.
she may have because she was very angry.
Sure.
And then what happens is they stopped the live feeds because they're now experiencing the white locusts. And basically,
Isn't that on HBO Max?
no, that's Lotus.
Oh.
And so what's happened is they've had a blackout. All we know is that Rachel's picture has gone gray and there's no live feed. So we don't know what's going on.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow night because Sunday's episode was canceled. Well, not canceled. It was moved to Tuesday because the VMAs were on, the Video Music Awards.
Sure.
Have you seen the Video Music Awards?
No.
Oh my God. See, we had such promise after the Grammys. The Grammys were, as Kathleen Quinn said, the best show on Broadway. They were just. It was everything was a big number. It was beautiful. They're singing and dancing and costumes, and it was fantastic. And then, so we thought, well, basically the same people are nominated for the VMAs. It's going to be the same show. They presented, what was it, 5 awards over the entire 3 hours. They had,
Oh,
and then the rest was musical numbers by people you did not want to watch. Okay.
well, I mean, what are the Video Music Awards? I figured it would be an award show for music videos. Is that not what it is?
Yes and no. I mean, it's like collaborative music video, and it's just all you it, basically if you didn't have a video, you didn't qualify, but everybody has videos, so everybody's still doing them. Even Manilow has 2 new music videos out, so
Well, I mean, I know everyone still does videos. I guess it's just that's what, well, anyway.
Just to give you an idea, the best number was the salute to Ozzy Osbourne. They had Youngblood and with Steven Tyler and some other people up there, and they were doing songs that Ozzy was known for, and that was really good. I mean, that by far was the best overall number of the show. I mean, Sabrina Carpenter was fun, but it was nothing like at the Grammys, and Lady Gaga's was pre-recorded, So that was kind of, because she picked up her first the first award, Artist of the Year. That was the very first award they gave out, and she goes, "I'd love to stay here, but I need to get to Madison Square Garden," where she was doing a show. So,
I see.
yeah. So it was a lot of it. It was. I will. We will not watch it again. I like to see people win awards on award shows. Five awards. Not
Not
just
compilations and
musical numbers of people. I don't know. It just didn't have the same
for
feeling.
3 hours. How long is the Tonys usually?
They're 3 hours.
But they give away more than five awards.
And I'm interested.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that if I was 16-year-old girl, okay, 13-year-old girl, that I would have had the best night, but I didn't. Okay. So anyway, so we'll get back to Big Brother, but as what I'm hearing, we've only got like 3, 4 weeks left of Big Brother, and it's over.
Oh, well, how many weeks were you expecting?
More. I need more. Well, it's just they haven't even put someone in the jury, and they're already talking about the end of the show. So, because the next person out, it goes to the jury, and it all seems strange to me. Anyway, Emmys. Okay, yeah. Don't forget, and the Emmys are next week on CBS. Paramount Plus plays it live. If you want to see it that way, you can see it that way too. But yes, the Emmys, and this week they did present a lot of, well, basically, the Emmys have way too many awards anyway. So they actually have 3 nights of presentations. So they had one Saturday night, they had one last night, which was Sunday, and then the big ones are next Sunday. So they kind of
Sure.
stretch it out. But
Well, no one wants to read about best craft services
Well,
or,
it's like, yeah, but it's like Bryan Cranston won best support featured actor in a comedy series guest spot for the studio. But what was funny was that the guy who plays the brother and the bear and the other five nominees were from the studio. So it was like Ron Howard and Martin Scorsese and Franco, Dave Franco. So it was all these guys that were nominated, but if one won from studio, then the rest lost. So they immediately took their number of nominations down to four losses right there, which was kind of sad. It was still kind of interesting and funny. And Alan Cummings won again for the Traitor for a reality show. So I think the days of RuPaul's Drag Race going in and wiping out the entire category are they're over. So
Well,
yeah.
that's good. I mean, give other folks the option to win.
As long as you keep it in the family, I guess, right?
Sure.
Okay. Oh wait, where did I go? Okay. Dave Chang Dave Chang this week had he had on Chrissy Teigen, who is John Legend's wife, and Diplo, who is a mu music producer, and the theme was, "What do you want your last meal to be?" So he was making them their last meal, or variations of what they wanted
Sure.
on the last. So that was kind of fun. The problem that they're having right now is they're trying to get interaction because it's a live show, so they want people to watch it live. And Netflix is trying to get a live audience, to
Oh, sure. Well,
so
that
so
whole concept has kind of sailed, hasn't it?
well, no, that's what was great about Netflix was it doesn't you're going to watch it anytime you want, whenever you
Well,
want, how
that's what I'm
often you want.
saying. Live TV is
But
that's
see,
done and over.
I know, but they're bringing in sports and sporting events,
Well,
and
sports, it kind of you have to watch
I know,
as
and
it
that but the
happens.
John Mulaney talk show, they brought that in as well. But it was the interaction that they do on these shows. They're just so forced. We can't have just a good show with Dave and the people, because now you get to vote for questions. You know, should I use butter or margarine? Vote now. It's like,
Oh, I
no,
see.
this is stupid. So I hope they get off that. But otherwise, I still like the show. And the problem is Chris, who is the he's the producer. He's the guy off the side that does all the talking with him and introducing people. I just feel bad for him because he's got to do most of the stunts because Dave's too busy cooking.
Sure,
And
sure.
so one of the things was, should I put a big tablespoon of cinnamon in my mouth at one time, or should I, eat like a tarantula? And they said the cinnamon. And so he puts the cinnamon in, and then he starts coughing and throw, it was terrible. It was a dumb stunt. I should write this down somewhere and send it to him. Anyway, Project
You should
Runway.
write a letter to the editor
Oh, there you go.
to whom it may concern.
So on Project Runway this week, the 60-year-old lady, she went home, and it was so funny because it was on a streetwear challenge. Okay, she's this 60-year-old black woman who's been, designing and sewing, and she's a seamstress. Her work is gorgeous, but she has the taste of a 60-year-old black woman who she hears streetwear. So it's like, I'm wearing this to church. Isn't that what you meant?
Sure.
So she has this beautiful gown, and it's got a jacket with it, and it's got the pimped out collars. It's just gorgeous. And it was more of a cape than it was a jacket. Okay. Beautiful. I think it had the hat. Didn't it have a hat too? Gorgeous. And they're like going, okay, honey, you don't know what streetwear is, do you? Look at the other people. Look, it's all fitted. It's all athletic. This. And your honey's going to church. And she goes, but this is streetwear. And it's like, the concept, it was just the mix in the concept. And it's like, sometimes, there's a line that you just can't do that.
Sure, but last week you were bitching about how there weren't enough gowns
No, no, no,
and
no,
gorgeous things.
no. I'm saying it's a gown show. If you don't know how to make a gown, then you're never going to make it on the show.
I see.
But occasionally they will. I mean, sometimes they'll go, men's, we're going to do menswear this week. And
They'll
boy,
mix it up a bit.
yeah, the women that don't know how to make a man's jacket, they go home. And I think
Sure.
they kind of do it deliberately. Okay, we know Susie can't do menswear with the shit. Let's do that. Get rid of her. The producers, they've got it. They know what they're doing. But anyway, she was so gracious, though. She was, I mean, by far the favorite of the people. When the show started, you're going, oh my God, they just went out and found freaks. Oh, and this nice old lady here, and she was like, okay, but that's the freak. They're throwing in the 60-year-old
Sure.
seamstress, and oh, yeah. Anyway, it was, I'll miss her because she was like, she wasn't schemey or talk bad about people. She's just this nice lady. What, she thought she was shady?
No, she would get out of shape.
Okay, she might give that a little shade, but it
Who's
was
that in the
always
background? Who's there with you?
that would be my husband.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, moving on. Eye of the Storm, Lincoln, Nebraska, April 26, 2023. It's just, it's another good storm chaser thing. It was a
Sure.
and that's Eye of the Storm, which is HBO Max. So if you like that kind of, if you like good, and they're 40-minute documentaries, so zip
Sure.
zip, just
And
Patricia Neal.
what was all this complaint about you not having enough TV to watch this week? It sounds
Oh,
like
this is nothing.
you're
This is
doing very
nothing.
well.
Okay, well, I'm almost done.
You've still done very well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Now, did you get to watch South Park this week?
I did.
Okay. I I always like when they use, well, in comedy, I like when it's a double meaning, you know.
Sure.
So it's like, oh my God, Trump is fucking Satan. So you just hear all the Fox people going, he's fucking Satan. Trump is fucking Satan. Not he is he, meaning he is Satan instead of just having sex with Satan, which we did find out at the end. He did have sex with Satan and he gave him a butt baby.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. So,
Everyone was glad.
and I didn't know about, well, I did know about the butt baby thing, but I didn't think, you know, I guess that's right. The South Park guys probably know about that kind of thing. We won't have a new episode this week, but we will have a new episode the next week. And I think they're going to do Tennessee. It's Tennessee season. So we're going to be, you know, in South Park for the next couple months. So,
That's good.
oh, that was kind of a double meaning. We're going to be in South Park, you know, it's okay. Forget it.
How do you figure that was a double meaning?
Well, because we're going to be in South Park, because we're going to have a lot of episodes, but it made it sound like we're going to be in the town of South Park. See, it's kind of,
No.
it was close. Okay, I don't need it from
Yeah.
you either. Okay, great food truck. We're on the,
Who's that in the background?
oh, okay, Dad, you feeling okay? You want your pills? Okay, the great food
I
truck
like
race.
that guy. We should hear more of him.
Yeah, the great food truck race. We're at the top, the last three, and this is, I believe, tonight is the finale. So,
Idea for that show is so much better.
yeah. Okay. So, okay, yeah. On Alien Earth, they gave us a prequel moment. You know,
Oh, sure.
it was actually should have been the first episode and not the fourth episode. So, basically, what they did was they took us back to where the alien first got loose in the freighter. But what I did like about this was they had multiple teams. Remember when you're watching the alien movies and you're like thinking, okay, they've got what, eight people running this whole fucking thing? You've got to be kidding. And half the time they're in hibernation.
I've never seen him.
Oh, you've seen an alien movie.
Prometheus.
Oh yeah, those don't count. But
Nope, I've
anyway,
never seen Alien or Aliens.
oh God, aliens is so good. Anyway, that's what they always do. They always put these people in hibernation, and it's like, oh, somebody's got to be awake. You know, I mean, do they trade off shifts or something? Well, they
Well,
find,
not if the
but no,
everything
they,
is automated with
okay, well, they
the
did this time.
ship.
This time they have multiple groups of people who get woken up to work a month, then they go back into hibernation, and they keep doing that. So they the aging process, and they do have an oh God, what are they called? A robot, basically, you know,
Sure.
that is working on things. Of course, he's working for the company. So that I can't believe those people could actually sleep knowing they've got some guy there.
Well, I don't think they're sleeping. They're in stasis.
Well, how you can turn your back on something like that?
Well, they don't know it's there.
Oh, everyone knows it's there. No one trusts the company.
Well, then they wouldn't work for the company, would they?
That's the only thing you can do is work for the company.
Oh.
Haven't you? Oh no, you haven't watched any of the fucking movies. Okay.
No.
Anyway.
16 tons, and what do you get?
Yeah. Okay. So we did get another Harry Potter in this week. You know, because we. Because being desperate for shows, we always
Sure.
like to bring out here. So we saw the
There's several hours there taken
actually
up.
we saw the Goblet of Fire, and we saw the Order of the Phoenix.
Oh,
We
you
saw two
mean
of those.
the obstacle course of doom?
Yes, but one nice thing
Stupid
is,
movie.
but they're adding more scenes in. So
Oh, boy.
some of them actually, some of the scenes you go, okay, I can see where they would cut that, but it kind of is refreshing. You know, sometimes the cuts are so tight that you're missing stuff. So
Sure.
it would it was they has it was some good stuff. The obstacle course definitely went longer than it did in the
Yeah, it was
movie.
too fucking long to begin with.
It was t nothing. They were boom,
Dumb.
boom, boom, and they're in the graveyard.
That was a
And
whole damn movie, the obstacle course.
oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant the maze.
No.
Yeah, the maze part is longer because the rest of it was too long. The mermaids,
Yeah.
come on, that could have been tighter.
All of it was boring.
Yeah, okay. We finished up Wednesday. That would be the series about Wednesday Addams.
Sure.
And it ended fun. There's a cliffhanger, and so sounds like we're going to get more episodes, in a year. So anyway, it was fun. I think they really worked the family unit in so much better than the first season. And yeah, they even brought in Joanna. Oh,
Lumley.
yes, from AbFab. And she played the
Grandmother.
old grandmother. Boy, she got a makeover this time. She looks like she's the same age as Morticia. I mean, she looks flawless.
And she's
And
not a young woman. I
no,
don't know.
not at all. She hasn't been. I mean, she was so much older than AbFab. She was actually like 10, 15 years older than her in AbFab, because I'm the same age as and I can't think of her freaking name.
Neither can I.
Yeah. I know it was somebody and somebody was the comedy team. French and Sanders.
Saunders.
Saunders, yeah.
Joanna Love, she's almost 80.
Yeah, so it was almost 15 years older, but they were the two of them were companions, they were and but that's how good she's always looked. She's always
Sure.
looked that
Oh,
good. So,
yeah.
the Great British Baking Show just started Netflix. It's your favorite. Don't you like that one?
Well,
They're
I've
all
never watched it.
so nice. They're
Sure.
nice. They're so nice. And boy, you could tell who was going home this week. This guy failed miserably over and over again. Every single round was just the signature bake, which is the first one, was he was supposed to make a Swiss roll. And the Swiss roll, he basically he had the cake laid out. And he was running out of time, so he put frosting. It was chocolate, coffee, caramel in, and tried to roll it, and the cake disintegrated. It turned into like a blob. It was like this blob of
The cake
sugar.
was dry.
No, because you're rolling it. If you hit it,
Sure.
but if you roll a cake it's warm, and you try to roll it with stuff that's cream. What, you think that's not gonna soak it in? Yeah, it
Oh, the
does.
cake was still warm.
That's what I said.
Oh, I missed that part.
Okay.
I'm looking at pictures of Joanna Lumley.
But anyway, it was a disaster, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse for him. So, but one thing that was kind of funny, first of all, usually I try to pick a great British Bake Off boyfriend every year, but I decided not to. The only one that it was even kind of cute was Tom, who looks like the gay brother of Ron Weasley from Harry Potter. And
You with Ginger.
we got to see him with his boyfriend though, and I mean he's nice looking, but he's a ginger, so
Yeah.
yeah, right.
Is that season 16 here? Yes, 2025. Yeah, let's see. Let's I'll choose one maybe.
Yeah, you will.
She's one with a hot cast.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't either, so okay.
For you.
Okay, we done
I
with
don't
that?
know.
Are you still looking? Are we gonna
I'm looking now.
Okay, well then one thing is I did want to mention that Cabaret is closing early on Broadway.
Who's playing the
Billy Porter.
Oh, that's right.
I remember Billy Porter got himself in trouble by saying, "We're getting rid of the Jews and we're bringing the blacks in." Okay, which he was being fun, just being silly. But I guess Cabaret is just it's too dramatic of a show to be making that kind of humor about Jews in New York
Right.
City, you know. So he has a illness and is bowing out of the show, and the understudies are covering for him for the last 2 weeks. It's going to be closing not this Sunday coming up, but the Sunday after that. So
This is a hideous cast
I
this
told
year.
you, I don't, there's
You're so like you're so,
yeah.
it's got you so upset, you're choking.
I know. Let me get a little sip here. So anyway, but one cool thing is that Marty, he plays one of the boys in the show in Cabaret, in the show at the Kit Kat Club. He plays one of the boys. He's going to be taking over for half of the MC roles over the next 2 weeks. So that's really cool for him because he's done it a few times. You know, whenever like Adam had rushed out, he had gone in to be the MC, but it's usually for a Sunday matinee or a Wednesday matinee. You know what?
Sure.
And so he's going to be doing the final weeks, and I'm really happy. Marty is Marsha on RuPaul's Drag Race. That was his drag name, Marsha. And and he actually did the Broadway World introduction to Cabaret. They do little 6 week shows on each of the new shows, and that way, oh, we're backstage and you get to meet all the people and see what happens. It's a really good way to sell a show, introduce them to the cast
Oh,
life ahead
sure.
of time. We watched the Death Becomes Her one, and Josh Lemon is he was the one doing it, and he is this amazing comedian who's in the cast. He's one of the second leads, and we just loved him. And so I got him on Instagram, and after the show, I emailed him and told him how good he was and how we really
No.
loved the show. And he sent me back, "Thank you, that made my night."
How nice.
I love my Broadway friends.
So this the bald lady on British baking show, what's her backstory? What's her
We haven't found out yet.
traumatic? You know it's gonna be
She's a medical
something.
student. Yeah,
Oh, it's gonna be sad pianos and violins.
she's a medical student. That's all we know about her. And immediately you see a bald lady on a show and you think, okay, is this cancer or is this a choice?
Right.
But I think she's a lesbian too, so it could be a choice. Oh my God, this thing is swimming in homos this season. I mean, swimming. Probably too many. And we don't have the toothy old English woman who's all terrible teeth, always spitting when she talks, but she's hilarious, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, we don't have one of those.
What
And
about the older lady with the kind of auburn hair?
I
She
don't
looks like she could fit the role.
No, well, she, I don't know who you're talking about, but it wasn't, she did not. That's the one thing I always miss, because they're always so sweet, these, fun, old,
Sure.
big with the quips. You're not in the show.
Kind of like you. Who's there with you?
Okay, so tell me about your week. Oh,
What?
it's empty. There's nothing
Is
listed.
it? I'm opening.
You were hoping for a long week, weren't you?
Oh yeah. Let's see. What did I watch? Well, so I'm still watching Sakamoto Days, though I'm really not enjoying the path that the show is taking. They're focusing on this one character who I really don't like. She's that I mean, it's anime, and I've said that already, but she's the very young girl with the purple hair and the pigtails on either side, and she's super, I don't know if I can do this right. And then the lead character is always telling her how she has did it, which it's within her to do well. And I'm just like, oh, fucking who cares? Get back to fights and lots of blood. So I wish they'd move on from that. Oh, I forgot to write down that Bewitched is on Hulu
Yeah.
in HD.
Oh.
So and 4K HD, which I mean, I that depends on your
Television.
internet speeds, your television, how well they scanned the source material. You can tell that it was film, you know, it was not
Video.
It looks amazing. The only problem I have with it is they cropped it for 16:9 instead of leaving it 4:3. Yeah.
Well, that's because that's all television was back then.
Right.
Yeah, so they can't, they'd have to actually.
No, they could leave the black bars on the sides.
Wait, they fill it?
Yeah, they
They fill.
cropped it.
Oh, okay. I was switching that around. That could be gross.
But I mean, but because it was film, it
Yeah,
looks really
true.
good.
It won't distort it by cropping it.
Right. It's just that sometimes the close-ups are a bit too tight.
Oh, by the way, on the music awards, the video music awards, they had the three girls who sing the front in the Demon Hunter,
K-pop Demon Hunter.
The three girls who do the vocals, the musical vocals, gave away an award, and everybody there was peeing their pants. They didn't perform, just them there. They were,
Sure.
I couldn't believe how
I'm
excited
surprised you're
everybody
not
was.
watching that yet.
Again,
K-pop Demon Hunter?
we've already seen it
I thought it
twice.
was a series.
No, it's a movie. It was a movie that premiered on, well, it's only on Netflix. And then we watched it when we were in San Diego, and I only heard it. And then Sean wanted to watch it again, and since I only had heard it because I was in the other room, we watched it again. And now and then 2 weeks ago, Netflix released it at theaters and became the top movie of the week. It's the end of summer, it's slow, but it still, beat out the kids that disappeared movie. And so that was fun. But there they were, and that was very exciting.
Did you squeal like a girl?
No.
Yes, you did. And let's see. Sakamoto Days, still watching Alice in Borderland. Haven't made it any farther in the Bible.
I'm surprised it hasn't just burst into flames.
it's on a Kindle. My Kindle burst into flames.
Yeah, no loss.
Yeah, that's about it. Oh, I broke down and got YouTube Premium Lite because I got tired of watching
Commercials.
the commercials. Yeah. Although I was watching last night an episode of The French Chef. Was that Julia Child, The French Chef? Was that her, the TV
Yes,
shows?
yeah.
Yeah. So she was making a $2 banquet. And you know, $2 for at that point in time would be about $15. So she made a ragout de Provençal de quatre saisons. It was a ragout of four seasons. So it was like this vegetable stew, but for her protein, she used chicken giblets. And
Wow.
if you cut them up small enough, your guests won't know what you're eating.
Well, the best gravy when I was a kid was the giblet gravy.
Oh, sure.
Because they get in there with the and whip it up and it just broke it apart. So
Yeah.
it was taste but no volume.
Well, so she well, so my complaint, first of all, was here I am. I paid for the, well, I haven't paid yet. It's a month free trial, but I'm going to keep it. I paid for the YouTube Premium Lite for no commercials, yet they still showed commercials during The French Chef. So that kind
Oh,
of pissed me off.
but you must have loved that it was a 1970s Jell-O commercial, or
No, not commercial, regular YouTube ads for like diapers and Hertz and shit like that.
really?
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I
Well,
mean, I don't get them during my other stuff I watch on YouTube, but for that and music videos. If I watch a music video, they'll play a commercial, a YouTube commercial before the video.
okay, then what? Now, how much are you paying for that?
7.99.
$4 more. Come on. Pay for $11.99.
No. No, I refuse.
You are such a man. Ugh.
Yeah, but the chicken giblets. So the giblets, now when I was growing up, we always deep fried turkeys. We very rarely cooked a whole chicken, or my mom very rarely cooked a whole chicken. When we deep fry the turkeys, my dad and I would usually deep fry the liver and the heart immediately and eat those. We just eat the liver and the heart. So those never made it into the gravy. What's that?
I remember when you did that here.
Yeah.
Oh, who wants a lung? It's like, ugh, just stop. Eat it. Go away.
but the gizzards, now Julia, when she was cutting up the gizzards, I've only just breaded the whole thing and fried it, and it's kind of tough. But she said there's a skin, you have to de-skin them, and the meat on the inside is fairly tender. But the amount of work that she took into de-skinning these gizzards was like, there's no fucking way.
Is it like a
No way.
hydrosil?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's gross.
Right. If you can, have a banquet serving four people for $2,
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking even on $2, and this was what, the 70s?
it would be $15 today.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I was thinking she could have gotten a better protein. I mean, she could have gotten Bar-S hot dogs and thrown those in there.
Well, but she signed off with it has to be filling, delicious, and unique. So,
Okay.
chicken gizzards and hearts are pretty unique.
Yeah, they are.
I just wish it were better, the 'cause it's definitely on video, not film. So the quality is just
Oh,
terrible.
it's so disappointing when you see, you go, oh, I can't wait to watch this show, and you put it on some of the old comedies
Yeah.
from the 70s and
Or the
60s.
80s even.
Oh,
I mean, the 80s were even
they
worse.
were, they were. You're right.
And that's what I was about to say too, with Bewitched being in high def, I was amazed at how good the makeup looked. Because I mean, at that point in time, there was no, I mean, they didn't know how clear the picture was going to be, so they could have used like super cakey makeup. I remember when
Sure.
I first started rewatching the Golden Girls, how awful and thick their makeup looked, just on video. So I can't even imagine how that would come. They would come across looking like clowns if it was shown in HD.
Right.
So,
Now, did you know that Tabitha is in her 60s now?
that would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting, when you look back at certain shows, like she's the only one alive from the series of any of the main characters. Most of them died before 2000. It was
Yeah.
weird, because yeah, both Dix and Samantha died. It was like 93 and 94. It was weird, but yeah, it's like Three's Company. Only the dark-haired girl is alive, and
Joyce DeWitt, I think she's
yeah,
dead now too.
is she?
I think so.
I don't think she is, but she may be. But
Well, we're running out of time, so maybe
oh
that'll be
shit,
the That'll be the mystery that we'll leave our listener with.
okay, all right. Well, then I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.